Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Well, here at Chatterbox, we don't like the holiday music. We don't determine which holiday you want to celebrate. You want to celebrate Kwanzaa? Christmas Hanukkah, Kwanzaa? Whatever. That's fine.
My Santa, you look remarkably like Alon today.
That's true. Our Santa Claus is Andrew behind the glass over there because he brought us that fantastically horrible Christmas music. So thank you. Thank you oh so much. My name's Alon. I host this here Chatterbox video game radio show, along with the equally wonderful host, Ara, sitting next to me.
And my heart is shriveling as we speak.
Yes, along with many other body parts of mine, after listening to that music. Now, we have all sorts of things to talk about today. So many. And one important thing for me to mention, it relates to last week's show. Now, Ara, I was talking to you on the phone gleefully just a couple days ago, and I said, hey, you know what we talked about last week?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What was it that we talked about last week?
We were talking about
About Xbox Live.
Yeah, gosh darn it, I just forgot about the whole thing, actually.
Okay, Xbox Live and charging for stuff and microtransactions.
Oh, that's right. And then Need for Speed Carbon we talked about
that, too. Yeah. Really, we had some excellent discussion about the problems with microtransactions.
I thought it was a great show.
It went very well. And we even had a caller that called up, and I got to make fun of him. It was great.
That was fantastic radio.
Yeah, I think he actually liked it, so that was cool. Because we reach out to our listeners in that way.
Well, you do have that seductive quality now, don't you?
I do, and I appreciate your noticing. Thank you. Now, one thing, little thing that might have just maybe gone a bit wrong.
Eensy weensy.
A tiny detail.
Almost just completely negligible, really.
Possibly insignificant to many. Is that the entire conversation was sort of spurred on, instigated, if you will, by something I noticed earlier that day while using Xbox Live Marketplace. See, I was on there, and a friend of mine was surfing that there interweb on the Marketplace. Well, you know, as interwebish as the Marketplace is. And he said, hey, look, I can't download the trailer for Halo 3. It's charging me 150 Microsoft points. And I thought, well, that's absolutely ridiculous. And I looked up on the screen over there, and it said, Halo 3, first TV spot, and it had a little TH dot, dot, dot next to it. And because the letters are really big, so it truncates what you're seeing.
Yeah, we had quite a vociferous conversation about that, didn't we?
Yeah, I was really upset that they would charge for that. And lo and behold, I get an email the next day after I posted on the web, the show that we did, because I post them on the web on Tuesdays, right? Obviously, we're doing this show on Monday night. So someone hears it and is like, hey, just thought I'd mention, I'm pretty sure it's free. I didn't pay for it. I have it downloaded. And he sent another one.
Is he an elite hacker?
I don't know.
Perhaps?
But he sent a second message soon after and said, yeah, I'm definitely pretty kind of sure that it was free. And I thought to myself, let's turn on that 360 and try to download this video. And lo and behold, free as free can be, free as the air, free as the smog in Phoenix.
So what, was your friend smoking crack or something? I mean, what's going on here?
So here's the thing. He was surfing around, maybe not used to Xbox Live Marketplace as he could be. And he went to the theme for the Halo 3 trailer. Because, you know, on Xbox Live 3 or on Xbox 360, you can get themes and picture packs and all this junk that nobody wants.
Okay, so hold on.
Crappy microtransaction anyway. But
there's a Halo 3 trailer theme.
Yes, it's Halo 3 : first TV spot theme, which shows up as first TV spot TH.
Which will be different probably from the Halo 3
theme.
So
this is the first TV spot.
I don't know why this is like a tongue twister for
anyway,
me.
Anyway, my point, very simply, is that I effed up royally by going after Microsoft and complaining to them that that they did this. And it's a lot more sensible, knowing the truth, that they did not. And I immediately posted something on the web saying, oh, oops, Sorry.
Oh, well, it was a nice, you know, academic exercise, let's say.
The conversation that ensued was still valuable, I believe, and very much to the point, right? But I shouldn't have harped on Microsoft as a perfect example of why things have gone downhill. The Need for Speed Carbon thing, pretty much on. And, you know, we had a couple listeners sort of like, hey, you know, email. Like I said, somebody told me that about it, and I had to look into it because of that. And I'm a little bit ashamed that I didn't do my due diligence. One listener comment, like long, long letter, actually seemed very sensible, right? And then at the end, he started saying, you know, you've got Ara, a game designer in there, and he really adds some value to the show and some insight that that most of us don't have, right? But what is it that you bring to the show? And I figure, really, getting you on the show deserves a finder's fee. And that's really why I'm here.
Oh, really?
I was able to find you, so I sort of earned the right to be in the studio from time to time.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, you were here before me, and really, I mean, you know, you produced the whole thing. So, I mean, I think that that's really right enough to do it.
Not important at all. Because I have no inherent value.
But I just show up, and I just have, you know, some papers here and some, you know, garbage to spew out of my mouth, and, you know, that's all I do.
Exactly. Not exactly. You do some good stuff here. We appreciate it, and apparently our listeners too do too. And feel free to send more email about my F-ups and...
My heart is shriveling no longer.
Yeah, and other parts of the show. Ara at Chatterbox Game Show and Alon at Chatterbox Game Show will get to us. You can just link from the website over at, of course, Chatterbox Game Show. So we've avoided talking about games this whole show because I talked about screwing up while talking about video games. So let's move forward. You can send all your hate mail over to me. And got a couple games this week. I'll be talking about those in the next segment, I think.
I've got a whole bunch of news stories that have cropped up over the past couple of weeks, like a lot of weird stuff. I don't know if you've been following this.
There's, you know what? Let's do that next segment, and then afterwards I'll talk about Elebits and Super Swing Golf, because those are the new games that I got for the Wii this week.
Cool.
I've been in this buying mode. Just, oh, it's a Wii game? Sure.
Just buy it.
Buy it. Well, I mean, I'm not going to buy all the crap.
Did you have to, like, paste something to the back of your head when you bought the Wii?
I don't know.
And then did the just buy it kind of voices start after that?
Maybe knowing that I have Tony Hawk sitting on my shelf for the Wii makes me think I really have to buy a bunch of other games to make up for the fact that I've got a load of crap sitting on my shelf.
That was pretty horrid.
Yeah. I've got this giant pile of steaming dung, and I've got to make it look like it's not really there by covering it up with a bunch of other games. So anyway, I got Elebits and Super Swing Golf. We'll talk about those. And I normally don't really talk about games in depth, but with the Wii, there's some value I see to actually talking about.
You're freakishly obsessed with the thing, perhaps.
I am. I know. I'm not trying to pitch it as better than any of the others, but I certainly enjoy it in a way that I don't with other systems. And there's a bunch of other stuff. You were saying there's news to cover. I want to talk a little bit about Capcom and their endeavors online. I've been bothered by Gears of War for a while.
What do you mean, bothered?
Well, I'll leave it until we actually talk about it, right? I like to seed it a little bit and let them know we're going to cover it, but then we do that and we end up not talking about it, and it's just it's disappointment in a box.
Yeah.
So,
well,
so
how's this for a seed? You know, there's some kind of pitcher I heard was playing too much Guitar Hero.
See, you mentioned this story to me on the phone, and I thought to myself, I haven't heard this, and you'd figure that I would have, but we'll talk about that afterwards.
And some kind of video game event going on at the Apollo where people are dissing the PS3.
People are always dissing the PS3, and in fact, I'm ready to diss Sony more, and I've done this several times lately, right? Sometimes I say how much I love the PS3. The system itself is just suave in so many ways, aside from its many flaws and the fact that you have to update the thing with a new firmware every day, which takes like an extra 10 minutes before you can play your game online. But
every day.
Listen, last time I wanted to play, or I just wanted to sign up for the PlayStation Network.
They're hard at work improving your product.
Let me tell you. Let's say you want to go on and download one of their things. Or this is how it worked. My roommate, he wants to, hey, I'm going to go play Resistance Online. And he hasn't gone online with the PS3 yet. So load up the machine, load up the game, go into the game, go into online. Says, oh, to play online, you have to do a firmware update. Okay. So you leave.
It doesn't just do it?
No, it doesn't.
So you have to, like, what, go back to the UI or whatever? They call it.
And actually, you know what it said? It didn't say you need a firmware update. It says you need to have a PlayStation Online sign-in. That's what it said. So then he went to go do
quit the sign-in.
Yeah, he had to quit the game out to the main, you know, dashboard. And then he has to set up a sign-in name for himself. And the sign-in name says, oh, you need to update. So then he has to go update. And then after updating, downloading it and waiting for it to update. Oh, and by the way, to update, you have to plug in the controller with a USB cord, which I understand is security firmware issues, whatever. But it's just an annoyance, right? And then you go over to the PlayStation Online thing and you sign up. And this guy, it's got the stupid text input from a cell phone thing.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this, actually.
Takes
this is
friggin' forever.
Who decided that this was not only a good idea, but, you know, really best served as being the only option you have of entering text on a PS4?
Well, you know, Sony has links to cell phones and stuff, and they're all about appealing to the kiddies and stuff, which is weird because
that
their
somehow
system
appeal
appeals to the oldest group of any system, usually. But it does, because they're used. You ever seen people text on their phones?
Yes,
man?
I know someone who's like a cyborg at this.
Yeah, I've
it's actually our friend Jen. But,
yeah, she's crazy on that thing. So anyway, he tries to go, but he's not, you know.
But that's not better than a keyboard. I mean,
well, you could plug in an actual keyboard and use that.
Right, but I mean, like, software keyboard. Yeah, you know,
it would be nice to see the option, certainly. So anyway, it takes him forever to do this, and it's got so many. And I noticed I had to do this myself a couple weeks ago because my identity got deleted from the machine, so I had to sign up again. At the end, it's like, do you want to take a survey? And it's like, oh, yeah, I haven't spent 20 minutes doing this already.
A survey!
And then here's the thing.
This
I was
is
like,
the future of video games,
for
guys.
For some reason, I was like, all right, I'll do the survey. I'm just curious to know what questions you ask. And I was answering it honestly,
yeah.
And how I was answering it, I can't remember it. I wish I could. I couldn't complete the survey because the answer I was wanting to give it wasn't an option. It was like, what systems do you want or something like that? And I wanted to include none of the options. And by going to the next question without answering it, it said, you have to fill out the survey.
You have to want systems. You have to be a good consumer, just like the rest of
anyway,
them.
This obvious Christmas music is drowning us out. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everyone.
Welcome back to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
And I'm Alon.
Close one there. And we've got Andrew back there who's trying to cook up some kind of scheme about, I don't know, like computers or something. Yeah.
No. Andrew just sits back there and does nothing. Just presses buttons and makes sure that that the show runs properly. He always looks happy, though. That's good. Almost as happy as someone who's gone to UAT. Someone who's gone to the University of Advanced Technology, always very happy, fellas.
That's right.
Over there. And ladies, I guess. I don't know any of them, but there are some there.
Surely, statistically speaking, there would be a few.
A few, yes. Yeah, more men. But that's all right, because we love men, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, yeah. We gotta get a team together, or do something manly, or lift a couch. Gotta have guys. Anyway, girls can't lift couches, apparently. I forgot that. All right, let's talk about some game.
All right, so I found a really funny story on the news last week.
When you say the news, where are you getting this news?
This news article is from the Detroit Free Press.
Okay. I always like to cite where we find this.
And indeed. And the heading here is Guitar Hero to Blame for Pitcher's Injury. So let me just read you a little excerpt from this story. A pitcher for the Detroit Tigers missed three playoff games from a repetitive strain injury caused by playing way too much Guitar Hero, a radio interview this week revealed. So I guess if you're, I don't know, a sports fan, you probably already know about this. But the right-handed Joel Zumaya, 22, missed the games during the American League Championship Series in October because of forearm pain. When the staff told him to stop playing the PlayStation 2 game, the pain went away, and he pitched pain-free for three appearances during the World Series. Now, since, as you may know, Alon, you know, I have a hulking forearm trained by years and years of Guitar Freaks practice. It's kind of hard for me to relate to this.
You have
but
two giant forearms trained by, you know, never-ending working out, I think. You're hulking,
okay,
no matter what. I'm kind of embarrassed to go out with you, actually, because I'm so scrawny. I'm like, wow,
okay,
who's your skinny friend over there?
The excessive years of Guitar Freaks just didn't hurt. Anyway, I find it hard to believe that you can sustain an injury from playing too much Guitar Hero because, I mean, I don't know. I've been playing these games for a while, and like I said, I don't know. Maybe it's because I work on my forearms or whatever, but I've never really experienced anything like that. I mean, is this Joel Zumaega? Is he being like a prima donna? Or maybe he was like all strung out on PCP during his Guitar Hero sessions? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I think major league pitchers, they're kind of scrawny. They don't really work their arms very much. They don't use their arms for anything. So if they start playing Guitar Hero, they're, you know, probably get worn out. Maybe his fingers.
Maybe he's like a, like, you know, he pitches with one hand and he's strumming,
and the guitars with the other.
Strumming with the other hand, right? Yeah.
That could be it. Yeah, I don't know. It's repetitive strain injury, honestly, that they say?
That's what they say. I'm really curious about this, though. You know, I want to hear from our listeners if they've experienced any kind of, like, injuries.
I've not experienced
it.
I have definitely experienced, like, wow, I used a lot of muscles playing that game.
Right, but injury? I mean, you just, you know, you feel pumped up, you know, right?
Well, it had to be Guitar Hero 2, because the first one doesn't have as much strumming as the second one does.
Really?
But, yeah, I don't know. That's a little bit wild. If anybody... Maybe he was just on the radio talking about it and joking.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the other thing. Maybe he just wanted to play hooky those days. He was just like, you know, like American League Championship Series, whatever. I don't feel like going. I'd rather play Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I don't know. One thing that I got to say is that we haven't covered Guitar Hero 2 nearly enough on this.
We haven't really covered it much at all.
On this show. I don't know. Maybe the sequel didn't warrant as much excitement as the first one. I'm not playing it as much, but it also came around the same time as a million other games. So.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's just, you know, same but better, so...
Yeah, well, we had a great multiplayer time with it at your place one time.
That's true. The multiplayer aspects are improved, indeed.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know what to say about this baseball thing. If anyone wants to give us a call, feel free. 866-536-1100. I'd certainly like to hear if you have any injuries based on Guitar Hero. It's not like all the injuries we're seeing with the Wii, where people are breaking other people and hitting them in the head.
Speaking of that, I've got another news item here in my... Just gimungous stack here.
It's ironic that he actually looks like a news reporter with all the papers in front of him. I like that.
I've even got one of those tickets in my cab.
Yeah.
All right. So there's this Street.com story. Now, I mean, you know, not everyone gets their news from Street.com, but I just found it, right? So apparently Nintendo's straps for Wii remotes are breaking, right?
Yes. That's old news.
Right, so Nintendo's offered to exchange the ones that normally come with it with the new thicker version. And in fact, like these replacements are going to be put into the new ones that you buy.
Already are, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, if I recall, 3.2 million straps are being offered in what they call a recall, which is really just a handout.
Right. Now, here's the funny thing. I'm reading this story, right? And the first line of this story is, Nintendo's march ahead in the gaming market may just have slowed. Right? And I mean, like, okay, sure, but like they're making... this whole big deal about, like, you know, the move, while voluntary, could cost the company millions of dollars and could affect Nintendo's ongoing fight for a position with Sony, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know, okay, so they have to replace some straps or whatever? I mean, is that going to be such a fiscally debilitating maneuver here?
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, think about it. If you're handing out 3.2 million straps, those straps cost a little bit of money, not a lot, but a little, and then you've got to ship them out, and just shipping them costs a certain amount of money. And they only give you four. They're only... offering four per household, I believe.
Right, but they're only offering it to people who actually bother to ask for one.
Yeah,
right?
The whole 3.2 million thing is never going
to happen. Are 3
million
people going to ask for one? I think that most of them aren't going to care.
Yeah, it's not going to be a big deal, but it's representative. It basically works out for them to say, look, we're doing something. I think this whole thing is idiotic. Anyone, by the way, who lets the controller even slip out of their hand is a moron. Maybe it can happen once because you got a greasy hand or whatever. I don't care. If that strap breaks... you're an idiot.
Actually, this is a very interesting thing that you bring up here, because we were talking about this at work the other day.
Idiots or the Wii?
Well, okay, you know, I can understand, like, the strap thing. Like, okay, maybe that's a little excessive. Like, I don't know why you need to be putting that much force into the thing to actually cause that to break off. But as far as, like, people accidentally letting go, I think that is actually not as surprising as, you know, you or other people might warrant it to be. Because a lot of these motions in these games, right, like let's say bowling or whatever, right, I mean, they're based on realistic motions. In other words, you know, you bowl all your life, right, and you've trained your hand to let go of the thing, you know, when it gets a certain point.
Yeah.
And now you're holding this controller, this Wiimote, and you're making the same motion, and it's supposed to represent the same thing. Now, is it any surprise that accidentally your hand wants to just let go of it?
I'm willing to bet there are some people who do it on purpose, just to be more like bowling, to let go.
Well, sure, there is the, you know, there's the I'm an ass factor.
Yeah, which I'm sure is far too common. But still, like, it can happen once in a while. That strap is not breaking if you do it once in a while. It's got to be a lot. And
I think it's something excessive.
my concern would be people flailing around like morons, which I'm also, you know, apt to do, just to be fooling around and flailing, and then someone walking into your arm. But clearly that can happen with or without a Wii. There was a picture of some lady's eye that was totally swollen shut. Of course, you can never tell if these pictures are real, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, here's what Nintendo reports. They said that there were at least 3 reports of minor injuries not requiring medical attention. And this is actually some commission, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, that said this, not Nintendo. And Nintendo themselves has said only a very small number of straps have broken. So I think that this is really just making a huge deal out of something that's like not really that big a deal.
Well, yeah, and that's why I almost didn't even want to give this any coverage. Like, people have been talking about the Wii and Wii injuries, and there's all these websites related to it, and I just, whatever. Like I said, if the strap is breaking on you, you're friggin' moron. I'm going to get the extra straps because I want to go through the process of getting the extra straps.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hurt their, economic performance overall, really.
No, not at all. All it does is give them good PR, just like Microsoft, who was like, hey, we're going to fix your stuff. Of course, it was kind of bad PR, the fact that they were all broken in the first place. But a strap broken compared to systems broken, way better. Anyway, we're going to be back after the break, everybody. 866-536-1100 if you want to call in, talk about whatever.
Hey, it's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one. Woohoo!
Oh, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Here comes
Chatterbox.
Here comes
Chatterbox.
Right down
Chatterbox
Lane.
Hold on. Mara?
And all his reindeer are pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, cause
Chatterbox
comes tonight.
All right, enough, enough.
See, that makes me smile and happy and giggly.
It made me smile, but then it lasted for more than 5 seconds.
So. Do you play the Christmas songs on purpose because you know that I've never celebrated Christmas in my life? Is that it? You don't pick the Hanukkah songs or whatever other songs?
Milan is beside himself.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, this is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. You can find us at chatterboxgameshow.com or call us if you're listening live at 866-536-1100. My name's Alon, and that's Ara.
That's me.
And we've got Andrew playing the Christmassy music. Andrew puts together those little jingles.
I do appreciate these, all the hard work.
It's got to take a good 56 seconds to put those together, so we appreciate it. All right, so talked about a couple things. Talked about the Wii straps before we left here, and nobody's, at least I haven't noticed them on the online chat, talking much about the Wii straps, so...
So I guess it's not really a big deal at all.
Apparently it's not relevant. They're
Nobody
much more
cares.
Interested in whether or not we're going to do a show next week on Christmas than the show that's actually happening, which, whatever, that's fine. I can just talk about shows that are coming up and not talk about games. But I wanted to talk about games. And like I said earlier, I got a couple this week. I've got Elebits and Super Swing Golf.
All right, so Elebits, that name sounds really familiar, but what the hell is that about?
All right, so it's a game by Konami for the Wii. And it's one of the games that most uses the physics and the grabbing of crap and the swinging of the
Wii
mode
stuff. Is it like a puzzle game?
Yes and no. It's like it's got puzzle elements, and it's first person. And so like you use the nunchuck controller to move around, strafing like in a first person shooter, right? But the Wiimote acts as the mouse. And so basically all you're doing is turning on lights and turning, like getting power. And the way you get power, as in like electricity, is by collecting Elebits. Because like some, you know, event, some weather event or something, I can't even remember the storyline, took out all the electricity. And so there's all these Elebits in the world that I don't even know. Honestly, I don't care about the story, right? But you got to collect these little dudes. All right, it's like Pikmin running around, but it's not Pikmin because it's Konami, not Nintendo. So there's these little dudes, and they're hiding in your house under like stuff, pots, and in drawers, and.
So what are you, like a little robot or something?
No, you're a kid, right? And you're using your dad's gravity gun and grabbing stuff. Listen, the storyline doesn't make it sound very appealing. So
no, it makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, just I mean, you know.
So let's forgive that part of the game. But what you're doing, you basically have this gun, like the grav gun or whatever in Half-Life 2, and you grab stuff. And so you've got to you just shoot at the elebits and they get collected and they give you wattage or whatever the measurement of electricity is in the game. And
then you go find your dad.
No, your dad. I haven't seen any other people in the game yet. So anyway, you collect this electricity, and as you collect it, like, the lights will turn on, first of all, so it's a lot easier to see because everything starts out dark. And then you can run these appliances. So, like, the PC monitor takes so much electricity before you can actually turn it on. And the vacuum takes so much and whatever. And as you turn these appliances on, special elebits come out of them. They, like, explode from that thing that you just turned on, regardless of what it is. And then when you collect them, those special elebits grow your gravity gun meter. So as you collect those, you can pick up heavier things. So essentially, you're just picking up and moving stuff. And then on occasion, at least so far, I haven't experienced all the game yet, but so far, like, there are some things like a toaster, right? You can find a piece of bread, and instead of just turning on the toaster by pressing the button on it, you have to, like, take a piece of bread and twist the Wiimote so it changes the angle of the bread in the world, and then you drop the bread into the toaster, or, you know, you put something into the oven or into the microwave, or turn on a faucet. You're opening doors by twisting the Wiimote after grabbing on the handle. So,
and this is all just to collect these magical, mystical creatures.
Yeah, just like each level, it's like a race, how you have to finish under a certain amount of time. This one gives you a certain amount of time, and you have to collect an amount of wattage or elebit electricity, whatever it's called, within that certain amount of time. And so the thing is, you can only, like, they might have the door to the bathroom blocked off by a bunch of boxes, and you can't pick up the boxes because they're too heavy. So you have to collect all these elebits. First you collect elebits so that you can turn on these electric devices so that then the other elebits jump out, and you collect those, and then you can pick up the big boxes and move those out of the way.
Why?
So you're constantly, like, you're picking up so you can then get to the bathroom and collect more elebits. It's about collecting elebits.
Like, the elebits give you superhuman powers or something?
The whole goal is to collect the wattage, and the wattage is
and then
obtained
you
by
move
collecting
the stuff
elebits.
With your gun, I guess?
Yeah. You collect the elebits and you move the stuff all with the same thing. So essentially, it's doing a bunch of mundane real-world tasks through the Wiimote, and that's just fun.
With magical, mystical creatures.
Yes. Now, eventually, this wouldn't be fun, but right now, since it's unique, it is fun. And, you know, one day, I won't care about pushing my controller towards the screen and then pulling back on it to pull a box into the screen. But right now, that's a really cool experience, and maybe one day it won't be. But
That's a good point, though. I mean, but, you know, how gimmicky is this stuff, you know, is the question that you're asking, right?
Extremely. But
And how long is it going to last?
I think it's going to last until they actually do a good job with it, because right now it's still extremely imperfect, let me put it that way. But I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's a little bit monotonous after a while, but I think the levels change up and stuff. I've only done, like, the first 5 levels, so they actually take a long time. They give you, like, 10 or 15 minutes to play, and then, you know, that's kind of a long time when you're playing a level in a game. Usually it only takes a few minutes. So,
yeah.
Anyway... Elebits, I like it. I want to leave it at that. I'm not trying to give a review or anything. It's just unique so far, because you're grabbing stuff and picking it up, and then you turn it, and certain things are breakable, so you can't just, like, toss them around the room. The first couple levels, you're just throwing crap everywhere in your room. Like, it's a giant mess, like a tornado hit it. And, you know, later on, you got to be careful. And then you're in the kitchen in one level, and you can't make too much noise, but as stuff hits walls and stuff, it makes noise and might wake people up at night or something. So you have to be careful. And I assume later on in the game, there's going to be other challenges that I have to do or avoid, like making noise and dropping things and stuff. So anyway, my point is, it's interesting. The other game I picked up a couple days later was Super Swing Golf. Now, this is one that my friend had told me was coming. I didn't realize it was being released. And I was like, wow, you know, Wii Sports Golf is actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
And ordinarily, I couldn't care less about a golf game because they're boring as all hell. But with the Wiimote...
But it's Wii, so you have to buy it.
Well, not just that. Since you're actually actively playing the game and you've got your party of 4 people, it's a lot more fun. And we had some people come over and play Super Swing Golf. Now, the problem is, Super Swing Golf almost doesn't make use of the Wii controller at all.
Now, how is this essentially different from the game that comes with the Wii?
Very different. First of all, you got more levels, you got different options you can do, the control scheme is totally different. And the problem is, my issue with Wii Sports Golf isn't the lack of levels and all that, which, you know, it's part of Wii Sports, so I wasn't expecting much.
Right.
My problem is that the putting is absolute junk.
And that really confused me when I played it, because the thing, I mean, I thought I was putting, and you were like, what, no, you have to putt like in real life. And then I tried putting like in real life, and that don't work.
Accelerometers in the thing, they sense grand motions with, you know, a lot of accuracy, in my opinion. They sense grand motions with, you know, a lot of accuracy, in my opinion. but they don't sense really subtle motions very well because there's, you know, too many vibrations and whatever happened naturally. And I don't know the reason behind it, right? But real subtle motions don't work very well. And so the Wii Sports Golf doesn't work well. Now, same issue is you know, present in this Super Swing Golf. But beyond that, Super Swing Golf, even the normal swings suck. You swing it all the way back. The only, like, I couldn't even figure it out. Like, you swing it back, and depending on the angle of the Wiimote determines, right, like, how far you're swinging it back.
Sure.
But if you then tilt it, like, or if you twist the Wiimote,
right,
it's totally lost. And the thing is, the natural swinging, if you're holding with two hands,
right, you're not going to do it on one axis.
Yeah, exactly. You turn to the side, right? You pull it back, but at the same time, you're also twisting the thing because that's the natural motion of your hands. That's how actual golfers golf. And it totally messes it up. So to play this game, I have to do it with one hand. It's impossible for me to swing as if I'm, you know, making a grand swing with the Wiimote and not twist it unless I'm using one hand.
So this sounds like it's actually worse.
It is. It is. That's step number one, right? First, and in addition, it really doesn't matter how hard you swing back. It's completely irrelevant. All it is how far you pull back. So you pull back, you just hold it up in the air, and then it shows your power meter up to a certain point, and you get it to the maximum point you want it to. Then you hold the A button, it locks in the power, and then you swing. And the only thing it keeps track of regarding the motion of the controller is the fact that you swung it.
Right.
How hard you swung it, completely irrelevant. And
what?
And if you twisted it, right? If you twisted it a bit, which is really friggin' hard not to twist it just a little bit, then it's going to slice the ball. All right? But it doesn't take into account a whole lot of information about the swing. It's really lame. And the reason is, and I think, that the game is really just a game that already came out and they added Wii control to it. And in fact, in the options for the game, you can turn off Wii sensing and just turn on button control.
Really?
Which is, you know, signifying or indicative of the fact that it was based on a game that didn't actually have this to begin with. So I'm hoping sequels or other golf games will you know, be ground up from the ground up for the Wii. This one is not, and clearly, I don't know, it lacks seriously because of it. And my friend's like, well, you should get it, and then if you don't want it, I'll take it from you. And I am taking him up on that offer. He can buy it from me. No problem. This piece of junk will never get played in my house.
So thumbs up on Elebits, thumbs down on, what is it, Hyper Super Swing, whatever.
Super Swing Golf, which is an extension of the Pangea Golf that you might have heard of. I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's... But the story for this game, by the way, it's got a whole story of, like, saving the world with air lances and stuff.
It's
and
a Japanese game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funky. I don't care about that. It's just funny. But the game, the fact that it doesn't really use the Wiimote, I'm so disappointed. I was excited for it, and my friend's like, yeah, it's going to be great. And then you read reviews on Metacritic, right? One of them gives it a 91, one gives it a 68. What is going on here, folks?
Yeah, this is why I've given up on reading reviews.
Yeah, shouldn't be that much of a discrepancy. And let me tell you, wow, is it not fun. And very disappointed, too, because, like, there's so much else in the game that I could enjoy. There's something on... Sorry.
Thanks, man.
I just, like, shot a rubber band at Ara by accident. There's something in Kotaku about how you can, you know, see some chick's camel toe, the 14-year-old little girl.
Did you see that? What's
oh,
the
I
deal
totally
with
that? Wouldn't...
Because I couldn't see it in the picture. I think he was making that up.
No, I could. But you have to play a lot of golf before you can collect the points to then go in and change the outfits and stuff. But I would totally make her as naked as possible, regardless of how young she is. I don't care. But I'm going to miss out on that now because I'm not going to play the game because it sucks so much. So I'm going to miss out on the young girl's camel toe, which, you know, it's disappointing. It hurts my feelings. But they're going to have to make a better game for me to want to see the rest of that stuff.
You'll survive.
I will. Luckily, there are other games in the world for me to enjoy. Although, Dead or Alive Extreme 2, not one of them. I don't think that's coming into the house. It's not my 360, so I tend not to buy games for it.
Yeah.
You know? So I get stuff like Rainbow Six Vegas and...
Well, that game, I mean, that's like... They're like the volleyball. Like, they're not even calling it volleyball anymore.
Exactly.
It's just
extreme.
It
title, but...
Like, totally,
it's all about the girls.
Totally extreme, guys, you know?
Gears of War is one of the 360 games we have in this. I'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll be back after the break, everyone.
Welcome back to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
And we've got Andrew back there, hopefully cooking up some other kind of funny bits with Christmas songs or something. Now, I just realized something over this break, Lon.
When you were listening to the Gammonon commercial?
Yes. Did you know that gambling is made of the two words game and bling?
See, that's fascinating.
That I can't believe I never put the two together.
Your ability to observe fascinates me.
All right. Well, it's really not that big a deal.
Before we move on, let's point out that you can play games and wear your bling at the University of Advancing Technology.
And make enough money to have the bling.
Yes, you can if you get a job in the games industry, which is what they teach you to do. You can learn about that at uat.edu. Wonderful sponsor of ours. We love them.
Yes, we do.
Now, time to talk about stuff. I had said I was going to talk about Gears of War. It's not terribly interesting, and Aura has something far more interesting to talk about. Actually, I kind of like my Gears of War discussion, but I still want to talk about what you were going to cover here.
Yeah. This is good, man.
All right, get into it.
All right, so there's this company, this press release I read on the internet, and there's this company called H3 Enterprises, okay? And apparently, a couple of weeks ago at the Apollo, you know, that famous theater in New York, Harlem.
Okay.
You know, the Tonight at the Apollo or whatever, that show that's on at, like, God knows what hour. They did this kind of, like, promotional event where they put up EA's Fight Night boxing game. And they put it up on the Xbox 360 and they put it up on the PS3. And they called this a video gaming battle. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what happened. But what they did was they kind of like, I guess they made it, maybe they had some kind of tournament or some kind of like exhibition, like play the game, some kind of promotion. And they put the two games up side by side on 1080p screens, right? And according to this release, you know, they said that, oh, whoa, you know, the 360 version is just way, way better than the PS3. I mean, the whole release is just totally dogging the PS3.
Who's making this decision, though? Is it just the article writer?
This is not even an article. This is a press release, which means that, like, this company, which is some kind of, like, hip-hop promotional company.
Okay.
They're dogging the PS3. Like, this is just kind of, like, I don't get it, because it's some kind of, like, weird politically motivated thing. But, you know, I was telling you about this during the break, and you were telling me that, you know, I haven't seen both of them to compare, but you're telling me that, you know, the PS3 one does look marginally better.
Well, my understanding was, like, I haven't seen it personally, the one for the PS3, but there have been comparisons ahead of time just with what EA is going to do with the game.
Right.
And the assumption was that, okay, the graphics are basically going to look the same, but they're also adding effects and, like, you know, when you get hit, you're going to have more world effects where the world, like, darkens a bit and gets red and whatever. And just more effects based on what's happening in the game. Plus, they've got the first-person view, which is the first time that's being introduced to the series. So the assumption was that they're making the same game and adding to it for the PS3.
Okay, so we haven't actually seen both to compare, but this press release just absolutely, without equivocation, asserts that the PS3 version's better. Here's a really weird quote from the thing, all right? Xbox is flat out better, both visually and mechanically, said H3 Enterprises Chief Communications Officer and world-class gamer Adrian Hollywood Walton. When Fight Night is played at its highest level with the highest possible resolution, everyone is able to see Xbox 360's superiority to PS3 as clear as can be on H3 TV. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. Okay, it continues. Rap star Jewel Santana was just as emphatic about Xbox 360's performance on the Fight Night face-off. Here's a quote from Jewel Santana. H3 TV completely exposed that PS3's high-definition picture doesn't come close to Xbox. And for those who aren't in the know, Jewel Santana, of course, is the rapper who popularized the term swaggerjacking.
In other words, the term that I've never heard.
This is my little inside joke because we were talking about it last week at work. But yeah, you know what swaggerjacking means?
No idea.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Like, let's say this is from the Urban Dictionary. Let's say two people are talking to each other, right? Yo, bro, I just spit this whole song. Nah, you didn't. I heard Biggie say that, you swaggerjacker. There you go.
So what is this, some derogatory term to your friend?
No, this is like, you know, you're just copying someone else's style. Anyway, without getting too far off topic. this press release brings up something that I want to talk about for a while, which is that, okay, so basically they're saying that the Fight Night looks better on 360 than it does PS3, but obviously, I mean, we know that the PS3 is a more technically capable system.
Okay.
Right? So what's the deal? Well, let's presume that everything they've said, like, let's say it really does look better. Let's say what they've said is true.
For the sake of argument.
For the sake of argument, yes. You know, the comparison isn't really fair in the first place because, you know, first of all, most games that are released on several platforms, they usually have a primary one that they're being developed for, which means that, you know, the efforts of the developer are usually more concentrated on one platform. You know, if you make a game for PS2 and, you know, a regular Xbox, right, the primary platform, even though a lot of developers try to kind of develop equally for both of them, the far majority of the time, the one platform gets more attention than the other. And
or they just develop for the lowest common denominator. Like in the last generation of systems, they would just say, okay, if we're using renderware, then it's got to be able to run on a PS2.
Or there's that, and then you know they'll equally suck on all the platforms, right?
Yeah.
But you know, in the case of Fight Night, I know it seems like the 360 was the primary platform, at least for this last one that came out, right? And then they ported it to PS3.
That's what I would have expected.
Right? Yeah. So. You know, the other reason why, you know, this kind of thing isn't so surprising is that the PS3 is so new.
Well, my concern here is that, especially knowing EA, that they're very much, or certainly have been very much about efficiency lately. And so what they'll do is take all the art assets from one game. At least, I mean, I have no way to confirm this, but my expectation is that they would use the assets from the 360 game and put them on the PS3.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about that, right? Each platform, for one reason or another, especially artistically, there's all kinds of very small variations in like how they handle like color palettes and all these other things. So you really have to, if you want to make the most out of the platform, even if you already have a whole set of assets that are ready, you really have to kind of go through them all and kind of redo them to make sure that they look best on the other platform too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about that part. Obviously, you're the man in that case, but...
Trust me.
Yeah. I don't know how much the color is going to change when you go from one system to another.
You'd be surprised. I don't know about like 360 and PS3, but like you'd be surprised between Xbox and PS2. The palettes, I mean, it's just completely different.
Yeah, I would like to see that firsthand. Now, unfortunately, it's the end of the show. We just had a caller call in.
So sad.
For future reference, let's try to do that before 2 minutes before the end of the show. Call in next week. In case you forgot the number, it's 866-536-1100. But... no more time left, so we're gonna go. Next week we anticipate doing a show. I don't know, maybe I'll want to take the day off. You're not even gonna be here.
Well, if we do it, you know, I'll be live via phone, so
I guess so maybe we'll be here next week. I don't know, or we'll just repeat this show.
All right,
I have to see my mood if I'm even in town. All right, everybody, thank you very much for listening. Go to chatterboxgameshow.com for more info on the show, and next time maybe you can even join in our live chat. We'll see you around.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.